Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. Very excited for today's show. Calling in from London is Tatiana Anders, and we're going to talk about her short film, which she wrote and she starred in, called Your Reality. And it was also directed by Top Terrison. And it highlights the impact of gaslighting, and you can learn more and see some stills of the film on the show blog, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org, and she's standing by with us right now. I was going to say good morning, but you're calling in from London. What time is it there?
It's just 5 o'clock.
Okay, good evening. Thank you for taking the time to call in.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Your film, wow, I had a chance to screen it. And tell me, when did it come out? Because it's not just me, as I shared with you, that loved it, that was moved by it, but over 6 million people on YouTube liked it.
Yeah, we posted it on YouTube just about 2 years ago, to be honest. And it's just skyrocketed, and it keeps growing. You know, I thought maybe after a couple of million, it'll just slow down and people stop caring, but it just keeps growing, which is crazy.
Well, it's a reflection, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's rather scary, but also really inspiring, I think, in many ways, because a lot of viewers reached out to me after watching the film, and some of them, one lady, for example, said that she managed to escape her. It kind of inspired her to break up from her abusive partner.
Yeah.
And she kind of like made an escape plan with her therapist and managed to set herself free. And I mean, that is just so inspiring to me that, you know, people use the film to make a change in their lives, you know.
Yes, yeah. And I have on the show blog all the information about your film. And for those just tuning in, it is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. But you have over 17,000 comments, which I'm sure you can't get through. But that must be so powerful to read.
Yeah, I am trying to read them, and I'm trying to reply to as many people as possible. Of course, as you said, it's impossible to answer to everyone. But I think for me as well, it's just interesting to see, obviously, to read the stories people share about their own personal lives. Sometimes people share stories about, you know, things like that happening at work or in family, or I mean, it's not just sort of a relationship, you know, a love relationship that and sometimes, unfortunately, involves gaslighting, but it kind of exists in many aspects of life.
Yes. So take us back to how you got this idea. Was it inspired by something that was going on, or you just, what was the source of this?
Yeah, so I came across the term gaslighting about, I guess, 3 years ago or so. It was just very beginning stages of, you know, it wasn't really a buzzword back then, but I read an article about it, and funnily enough, it was my partner who gave me the article. He was like, oh, I read this thing, you might find it interesting, because he knows I like psychology. And he suggested I should check it out, and I read it, and as I was reading it, I was like, oh, my God, that sounds like my friend's relationship.
Wow.
It was so similar, you know, all the same trademarks and red flags. And then, you know, I had to think about it, and I was like, she is just, you know, the most beautiful, the most wonderful, smiley, positive person. And then she was with this guy for, I think, like about 2 years, and it broke her, and she lost her spark, she lost confidence in herself. She was just a shell of herself after that relationship ended, and she was constantly doubting herself. And also, you know, afterwards, once they, like, you know, they broken up, she learned about all the ways he cheated on her. And
awful.
Every time, you know, she had that gut feeling.
Yes.
So she would question him and she would, you know, doubt him. But mm-hmm. then he always made her feel like she was the crazy one. And then
yes.
over time, she was like, maybe I am, you know, being crazy. Or, you know, and she was doubting herself more and more. And yeah, and then in the end, once they've broken up, she was like, I just, you know, I should have trusted my gut, but he was just so convincing mm-hmm. at manipulating her, and it was just his confidence of being like, no, you're just making things up and you're being ridiculous. It kind of...
So scary.
It just shows how even if you are, like she was very, or still is, very, you know, smart and happy, like a happy person, like it can happen to pretty much anyone.
So I
read this article and I thought about it, and I was like, I think it would make a great film. I
sure.
would love to sort of raise awareness on this topic, kind of showcasing some of these red flags that happen in an abusive, like psychologically abusive relationship, so that other people can spot them more easily.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when it's your own relationship, it's so hard to see past, you know, to see things objectively.
Yes. Yes. Well, I don't want to give anything away about the film. I love that it was a short film, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you think that that was going to be short at the beginning, or did that just come about?
I think it's tricky. So a short film has its advantages and disadvantages. Of course, it makes it a bit more kind of manageable to watch because it's like relatively quick, I guess, a 20-minute watch.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me it's like one of the longest short films they've watched. But I was like,
that's
okay. But I would actually prefer to make it into a feature film. And in fact, I am currently developing a feature film version because I think that it would allow me to tell a fuller story and also have like a more complete ending to it. Because equally, I don't want to give too much away, but it kind of ends a little bit on a cliffhanger.
Yes,
and a
I
lot of
like
people
that.
Are like, well, so, yeah. So
what happened next?
Like, how do you, yeah, exactly. How do you, does she get out of it? Does
yes.
she, you know? And I think it's just interesting. And also, I think a feature film will allow us to give a little bit more insight into the characters and why people do the things that they do. So,
right.
you know, why is a narcissist or slash gaslighter being the way he is? Like, what happened to him? What
mm-hmm.
made him this way? And equally, what does make her fall for him?
Yes.
So I think there it's often described as sort of like a you can't really see it as like black and white. There's people fall for certain people because of things that happened in their past or the relationships with their parents, etc.
Sure.
There's always a reason for it.
Yeah, like there's a pattern. You know,
yeah,
they're attracted
exactly.
to people like this. I thought it was really interesting how some information I received about the film. The Office of National Statistics, the crime survey to England and Wales, estimated that 2.1 million people aged 16 or older, so that's 1.4 million women and about 750,000 men, experienced domestic abuse in the year ending 2023. And also, there were almost 900,000 incidents of domestic abuse recorded by the police in England and Wales. That's a big number.
I know. And I also feel like, exactly, so not everything is being, I think psychological abuse is just so tough because how do you prove it? You know, it's
yeah.
so difficult.
It's true.
I mean, I'm not saying physical abuse is any better, but at least you can show the bruises. At least you can, you know,
mm-hmm.
say this is what happened and there's like evidence. Whereas,
yeah.
psychological is just so tough. It's like your word against the other person's word, and then
right.
who is the police going to believe? And I think a lot of, like, one of the main reasons why a lot of people don't report it is because, you know, they're not sure how they're gonna, what they're gonna say,
how they're
gonna
prove it, and who's gonna believe them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
There are so many important messages in this film. So when do you think, so are you underway producing the feature, the full length, or is that just in the works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's still relatively early stages, but we have got the script ready, and we're currently talking to some A-listers to try and get some major talent involved, and sort of fundraising. Fundraising is just so much more difficult to do for feature films as opposed to short films.
Right.
It's just like another level of how much more expensive it is. You wouldn't think so because, you know, the short film was 20 minutes, which is almost like a, you know, a quarter of a film.
Right.
But
yes.
the financials of it is just exponentially higher.
Sure. No, of course. What I wanted to also mention is there seems to be a correlation to the fact that, you know, some of this data was 2020, the pandemic, and then post-pandemic. Have you thought about, I mean, think about the mental health of so many people was impacted by COVID.
I think so. I think people were just also not used to spending so much time together.
That's right.
And there was no escape as well, you know.
Yes.
So usually, even if you are living with an abusive partner, obviously it's not the best, but maybe they go to work. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, you have a little bit of time for yourself. But when you are literally locked in together in the same house and you can't really go anywhere, I mean, that must be so tough, isn't it?
Yes. Because one of the things, as I mentioned earlier, some of the information that came along with the press release for your film said the National Domestic Violence Hotline found that 95% of the contacts made in 2020 said they were experiencing emotional abuse. That makes so much sense, being that, as you said, they were under the same roof. They maybe had not spent this much time with someone and, you know, people weren't getting along.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, also, it's important to say that emotional abuse is often like a segue to physical abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens very often that, you know, it starts just verbally and then it kind of just gets worse and worse and worse. And that's definitely happened to a lot of sort of gaslighting victims that I know about, that, you know, it just starts off psychologically. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of the time, it stays psychological, which is just as bad. But it often also escalates, or it can escalate for sure.
Sure. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Tatiana. Am I pronouncing
Tatiana.
That? Tatiana, sorry. Anders, about her short film, Your Reality, which has over 6 million views on YouTube. I put all the information on the show blog. Tell me a little bit about your backstory as an actress and a writer.
I have been acting for about probably like 6-7 years. I've been training mostly and then sort of started creating my own work. Just because, I don't know, a lot of the scripts that I was reading that were sent to me, I didn't really feel very inspired by
it. Oh, it makes sense.
It sounds terrible.
No, it doesn't.
But,
you have to create your own work.
Yeah, and, you know, I was like, I think I can, I don't know, for me, it's just so important that whenever I produce or put something out there into the world, that it kind of has a message or at least like a vision of some sort, that it has an impact on people. And it's just like a lot of the stuff that I was reading and seeing, I was like, I mean, it's fun, maybe it's entertaining to a point, but it didn't really move me.
Right.
So I was like, you know, I find writing really hard. and even, you know, like writing the feature film was like, oh my God, it's just so tough. And
so tough.
I'm currently also like writing like a web series about mental health. I'm just sort of in the early stage of it. You can see there's a pattern to the things that I tackle.
Well, that's great. It's such an important topic, especially, like I said, the pandemic. We already had a mental health crisis, and now, you know, it's really a mental health pandemic.
It really is. And, you know, just the way our society is sort of constructed, I think, is not very mental health friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of getting off topic.
No, it's a good topic. You know, my show is called Get the Funk Out. So, you know, a lot of people hear stories of people that have been through things, or they're inspiring other people how to get through life's ups and downs. So continue. I think this is very relevant.
Thank you. So I think I always feel inspired by the people I surround myself with, friends. And I have a few friends who suffer from anxiety and depression, and it kind of comes and goes. And I can just see how impactful it is on their day-to-day life when I are having I don't want to call it an episode, but it sort of is, they kind of get into this mood of feeling completely hopeless. And I sort of have been observing it, and I felt, as an outsider, also completely hopeless. Helpless, mm-hmm. not helpless. I wasn't able to help them, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I wasn't sure what to do to make them feel better.
Exactly.
I just kind of wanted to create, number one, an environment where we'd destigmatize mental health, talking about it in general, and for people to make it easier to accept that, that they maybe do need help. And also I feel like there's actually quite a lot of therapies and different things that you can do to make you feel better that a lot of people are not aware of.
Yes.
So it's kind of about also talking, showing that there are different ways. And I feel like a lot of people have a very particular idea on how therapy looks like, because all the references we get is from movies,
right.
Which is sort of someone's lying on a couch. And
exactly.
But it can take lots of different shapes and forms, and sometimes the therapy, I have a friend who, is a kind of social worker as well as sort of a therapist, and she works a lot with underprivileged kids. And, part of it is just also helping these people kind of find activities that they enjoy and get out of the house more and maybe do workouts or just find communities, and it's kind of just taking a more holistic approach on mental health.
You know,
it's not just about talking to someone. Of course, it's important too, because it helps you kind of understand the issues that people are facing. But
I hear what you're saying. It's also about developing coping skills and life skills. Mm-hmm. And so is this, you're seeing a lot of this where you are?
Yeah, I think since the pandemic, as you say, as well, it's gone worse because people feel more isolated. And I think a lot of people struggle to reconnect with the society.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm seeing that here, all ages, whether it's here at the university, students feel they have a hard time making friends. It also depends the kind of person you are. If you're typically an introvert, it's going to be hard to reconnect after you've been socially isolated. You might feel like you don't want to be back and you have social anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, I think social media is not making it better. If anything, it makes it worse.
Yes.
Because also people look at, whatever, Instagram and TikTok, and obviously everyone puts the best foot forward on social media. So it seems like everyone's having the dream, living the dream,
you're
the only one whose life really sucks.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, no.
Exactly. Although I have to say, I have seen a lot of media reports about influencers. Here they have, 3 million followers, and their mental health is crumbling. So that says a lot right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
I think also, they're also under pressure to keep creating interesting content. And the minute they maybe don't hit the likes that they wish, they're sort of like, oh, my God,
yes.
The world crumbles. If you put so much on of your happiness on whether people like you or not.
I know.
Me speaking as an actor. It's quite hypocritical, but yes.
Well,
actors, I feel, also struggle a lot with mental health.
Oh, they sure do.
We deal with so much rejection all the time, and in the media, the more famous you get, I think the more difficult it becomes as well, because everyone scrutinizes your every move.
Exactly. People use this statement, look at the happy people, because sometimes the happy people are just masking their struggles.
Mm.
You know, I can think of many people who have passed away suddenly because they were unhappy, but you would never know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know? So where can people find out more about you and your work and everything you're doing?
You can follow me on social media. Oh, no.
Or you can not look up my work, and I'll be fine with that.
Well, my short film is obviously on YouTube, and I'm trying to release more content on it, sort of some of it mental health related and some of it just more like fun things that I kind of do almost for my own mental health. So I want to do some, you know, like release of negativity kind of thing.
Good.
You can find me on YouTube at Tatiana Anders, and equally all my social media. So also sort of Tatiana Anders. So if you type it in, Tatiana is spelled with a J, which is a German way of spelling it. So very funky.
It's cool. I liked it. I do want to ask you one last question before we wrap. So you talk about, struggling and mental health. So what advice would you give to someone? What are your coping skills? What are the things you turn to?
That's a really good question. I think it's important to try and surround yourself with the right people, kind of like build your support network. And a lot of it is maybe if you, don't have any friends that understand your issues, maybe even attending some communities or trying out new, joining a book reading club or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really, really helpful. For me, also working out really helps. So I try and do sort of yoga in the morning. Meditation also really, really helps. In fact, I, like on my YouTube channel, one of the things that I've released was sort of like a meditation for people, like a guided meditation for people who are struggling with like an abusive partner, so they can, imagine and visualize themselves gaining strength again and gaining self-confidence and not letting that negativity affect them. So I know for me, it helped me a lot when
That's
I'm
great.
Feeling down. So I wanted to kind of release something similar for people to that it can hopefully help them. So people can find that on my YouTube channel if they want to check it out.
That's fantastic.
I think there's so many things that you can do. But I feel like, just having kind of like a good support network definitely helps, because there's nothing better than sometimes if you don't like people, even just having a dog.
That's true. That's the best.
They're always there for you.
Yes, they don't talk back. They love you unconditionally.
Exactly.
Yes. No, that's perfect. I want to thank you so much for calling in. Please stand by. Don't hang up right away. And we're just going to go to a break, and I'll be back with you in just a second, okay?
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. If you missed any part of my conversation, it'll be up on the show blog, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And if you want to find out more about my show, again, visit the show blog. Every show I've ever done is on there. And if you want to find out about being a guest, you can send me an email to Janeane, Janeane, and at kuci.org. Sorry, little mind blurb there. Janeane at kuci.org. And if you want to find out more about KUCI, you can visit kuci.org. All right, we're going to take a little break, and then we will be back. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.